This episode is sponsored by Tunbridge Accountants. Are you a creative entrepreneur looking for financial support? Do you need clarity around your numbers or help with decisions related to your business finances? Do you even know what all the numbers mean? Before I worked with Tunbridge Accountants, I definitely didn't. Wendy and Lawton are not just accountants, they're your partners in navigating the complexities of business finance. They make VAT, corporation tax, cash flow management, all of this really simple, guiding you through all the decisions you need to make, whether that's a company purchase, setting up a new business, whether to register as a business. Wendy and Lawton can give you really honest, practical advice on everything. And by letting them take care of your business finances, it then frees you up to focus on what you do best, creating and selling your products. So thank you again to Tunbridge Accountants for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome to the Bring Your Product Ideas to Life podcast. Practical advice and inspiration to help you create and sell your own physical products. Here's your host, Vicky Weinberg.
Hi, I hope that wherever you're and whenever you're listening to this, that you are safe and well. So today I want to talk about a question I get asked fairly frequently, which is, do I need to find an overseas manufacturer to make my products? In other words, do I need to get my product sourced from China or from another country? I mentioned China first, as that's one of the first countries that people tend to think of. My honest answer to this is maybe. It will really depend on exactly what it is you're looking for. You might want to go back at this point and listen to episode 16 if you haven't already. So in that episode, I gave a lot of information about how you can find a great supplier to do manufacture your product. And I did talk a little bit in that episode about which countries you can source from and how you might go about it. But what I want to do today is go over the pros and cons for sourcing abroad and sourcing in your own country, and talking these through a little bit and seeing if that helps you to make your mind up about which is best for you. And at the end, I want to give some practical advice and tips. So if you do want to go down the route of sourcing in a different country, I want to give you some really practical advice, things you can do to hopefully make that process be as simple as possible and for you to get the product that you're looking for at the end of it. Okay. So let's start with sourcing domestically, and by domestically I mean in your own country, so in whatever country you're listening to this from. So in terms of advantages, so I guess first of all there is a bit of a marketing appeal with homegrown products. So let's say you're listening to this in the UK, you might often see made in the UK on packaging or marketing materials, and it is a bit of a USP or unique selling point. So that's one thing to think about. The quality can be higher, not always. You can get some great quality from overseas manufacturers, and equally you can get poor quality products if you source here, but in general the quality is perceived to be better, at least, and that perception is actually quite important. And if you're creating a product that has strict safety requirements, so for example let's say toys, that's going to presumably be of even greater concern, because you need to make sure that any product you manufacture meets all the legislations and requirements for that particular product. Shipping is faster or non-existent if you're sourcing products from your own country. So if you want your goods to be delivered to your door tomorrow, you can pay for next day delivery and get them there. You can't do that from the other side of the world. You obviously can get things shipped fairly quickly, but you know that's going to cost you. Which leads me on to the fact that shipping is obviously going to be a lot cheaper if you're shipping in your own country and you won't have to pay any import fees. There's less chance of your supplier turning out to be unreliable. I'm not going to say there's no chance, there is still a chance, but it's much easier to check out a company based in your own country and verify that they are indeed legitimate. So from Google searches, asking in forums, picking up the phone, perhaps even visiting in person. At the moment, we're in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, that may not be possible, but in normal times there's no reason you couldn't actually just turn up on the doorstep of a supplier, you know, possibly, you know, arrange it in advance, ask in advance if it's possible for you to turn up, get a tour of the facility, see the people that work there, ask lots of questions, see how their production works, and that should hopefully put your mind at rest and hopefully make you feel much more secure about, you know, making that payment. And communication can be easier, as presumably you'll be speaking the same language, and there also won't be a time difference, meaning that you can communicate during sort of working hours, whatever that might mean to you. I know that there's, you know, not everyone works a 9 to 5, but presumably you'll be able to speak to someone at a time that work out for you if you do actually want to pick up the phone and speak to someone. And then the final advantage, and this comes back to, you know, not really having to ship your goods very far, is the fact that it's much more sustainable to source products in your own country, because you're not paying for them to be flown or shipped from the other side of the world. So there's that to factor in as well. There are, however, some disadvantages. The first one being that manufacturing costs may be higher. However, you do need to take into account here that shipping will be less and importing fees will be non-existent. So when you're calculating which is the most cost effective, do bear this in mind. I have seen before people get a bit tripped up here because they look at sourcing in their own country, then they look at sourcing somewhere like China, and the cost of getting the same product in China can be a bit lower, and they think, well, great, I'll go for that. But they haven't actually factored in that by the time you pay for the shipping and the import fees per item, it may end up being, you know, almost the same. And then of course you do have that environmental factor that I mentioned earlier. And the second disadvantage about sourcing in your own country is it can be harder to source some products. There are some products that just aren't made here, so, or if they are, they might be harder to find. So as I mentioned, as you might tell from my accent, I'm based in the UK and I cannot get any of my bamboo products sourced directly from a manufacturer in the UK at this moment. Not to say I won't be able to at some point in the future, but right now there is nobody that I can find that manufactures the products that I'm looking for, so I have no option but to source them outside of my own country. So now if we move on and talk about sourcing from overseas manufacturers. So the advantages, I mean, the first one is that manufacturing costs will be lower in most cases, and in some cases I would say much lower. And the second advantage is that you will find lots more options to choose from. In some ways this can actually be a possibly a disadvantage. It can certainly be a bit more daunting anyway, as you can actually find literally hundreds of suppliers offering the product that you're looking for. But don't let this put you off, because you do need to narrow them down. For a start, often you see, you look, it will look like there are hundreds of suppliers. If you go somewhere like Alibaba, which I mentioned in episode 16, it might look like there are hundreds of suppliers offering the products you're looking for. But once you delve in a little deeper, you start doing some research and you look into that supplier, you might find out that actually that, you know, they don't produce exactly what you want. A lot of manufacturers will, you know, give the impression that they can meet your requirements, but, you know, they can't always. So don't let that put you off. In fact, do see it as an advantage that if you've got hundreds of suppliers to choose from, hopefully you will be able to find the one that is right for you and can meet what you're looking for. So if we talk about the disadvantages now, so as I said above, the quality can be a bit lower, and it's sometimes perceived to be lower as well when you source from some other countries. The shipping will take longer, you know, no matter which country you're sourcing from. If it's not your own, it's going to take a bit longer, and it can also be expensive depending on what you're shipping and the method you're using. And if you're shipping something that's particularly oversized, you know, a large product, you know, the shipping costs actually might be prohibitive for you to actually be able to actually make a profit. You might find that when you, the manufacturing cost is fairly low, but when you take the shipping cost into account as well, actually you're not going to have much margin left. The third disadvantage is it can be a bit harder to verify suppliers, and if something does go wrong, is, you know, there's little recourse. I do believe you can take precautions against this, however, and if you use sites like Alibaba, their own CHEPs seem to be getting more vigilant, and I talked a lot about this in episode 16, so again, please do go back to that one if that will be useful for you. The fourth disadvantage is that you might experience communications and time zone issues. So while salespeople for most suppliers will speak good English, there are always things that can get a little bit lost in translation. And yeah, especially when you're going back and forwards over email, sometimes, you know, things aren't always entirely clear. And I'm going to talk a bit later about what we can do to help here. Plus, if you actually want to speak to someone in person, you know, you decide that actually it would be easier to just get onto Skype or WhatsApp, that could actually mean getting up very early or staying up very late, depending on where you're based and where your supplier is based. Doesn't mean there aren't ways around this, but just something to be mindful of. And then the fifth disadvantage is you will have to pay custom fees to import goods into your own country. I can't tell you what the fees will be. It depends where you're importing from, where you're importing to, and what the product is, and there are tariffs. The best place to find this information from is from your own government website, or if you're using a shipping company or freight forwarder to help you with your shipping, they will be able to help you out here as well. So there's definitely a lot to consider, and hopefully you haven't listened to this and been completely put off sourcing overseas. That is not my aim at all. I can tell you that I've sourced products from the UK, the USA, from China, from India. All are very possible. The main thing is, wherever you choose to source from, is that you think it through carefully. So you think about, you know, where you could possibly source your product from. You weigh up the pros and cons, you look at the costs perhaps. There's nothing wrong with looking to source a product in China, for example, while at the same time looking in Turkey or looking in India or looking in the UK. There's nothing wrong with, you know, looking at going down multiple routes at once. That might actually be a good idea, because it will give you an idea. You might then be able to compare quality like for like and costs and things like that. So it definitely is possible. But you just need to make sure that, as I've said before, that you're vigilant, you do your research, and you're looking carefully at everything. And if you do need to, so perhaps your product you're looking for you can't get in your own country, or you've actually decided to, for another reason, source your product overseas, I just wanted to share some ways around disadvantages I talked about above. So some practical things I hope will really help you. So first of all, if you're concerned about quality, because that was the first disadvantage I mentioned, I'd suggest ensuring you get at least two samples so you can compare your product before placing a big order. I think two or three is a really good number. You might possibly want to go for sort of maybe one more than this if you were, for example, looking at sourcing from China and the UK. Let's use that as an example. You might decide to get two samples from China and two samples from the UK so you can compare them all together. It's always a really good idea to get samples. It's the best way of determining whether the supplier can meet the quality that you're looking for. Another hint I've got here is that if there is a product similar to your product already on the market, if you can get hold of one, whether that means you have to buy one or you can borrow one from somewhere, but just to have a similar product that you can compare your sample to, I think is really useful, because it's really hard to look at quality unless you've got a benchmark that you're looking at it against. So that's the first thing I would recommend there. So the second disadvantage I spoke about was shipping. And yeah, this is a cost to consider no matter where you source your product, unless you can physically drive yourself and pick it up from somebody's doorstep or warehouse door or whatever, you are going to have to pay for shipping. But as I mentioned earlier, if the production cost is lower, then it might actually even out. And you can shop around for the best shipping prices as well. So remember that the method you use, so whether you use air, rail or sea, all impact on the cost of the shipping and the time it will take. And it might be that actually you have to wait an extra 7 to 10 days for your goods to arrive because you decide to send them via sea rather than rail, but it saves you enough money that actually it makes it worth it. So there is a lot to consider and a lot to weigh up. These are just some things for you to think about. Coming on to sort of the supplier and how you verify them. So much of this can be done online, and I mentioned in episode 16 that you can also pay for an inspection if this helps put your mind at rest. In fact, in that episode I spoke about lots of ways that you can check out your supplier in detail and just check that they're legitimate and you feel happy working with them. So the fourth disadvantage we spoke about was communication issues. And to help with this, I think there are a few things you can do. So keeping your communication short and clear is really good, because remember, they might be ran through an online translation tool. So if you can keep your language as simple as you can, this will really help. So I mentioned earlier, lots of salespeople from companies do speak really good English, but I've certainly come across cases where that isn't the case, or perhaps something I've said has been lost in translation. So a few things you can do here is to use bullet points. That's quite a nice way to structure, you know, this is my specification, bullet point it all out. Number your questions. So if you're sending questions to be answered, sort of number them, so it's quite easy to keep track. I mentioned before in a previous episode that visuals are really good as well. So if you're not entirely sure that how to word your product idea simply, is there a way you can explain it in a drawing or a graphic or a photograph or a screenshot or sort of anything that you can do to aid understanding would be really good. And finally, customs fees. Now, there's not much we can do about those, unfortunately. If you don't want to deal with it yourself, one option might be to consider DDP shipping, which is delivery duty paid. You still will have to pay the cost, but this basically means that your freight forwarder will take care of all the paperwork for you. It's not necessarily going to get done any quicker, but it just will save you a step, and often it doesn't work out much more expensive. Well, for me, in my own experience, it hasn't actually worked out much more expensive doing this than me paying the customs separately. But of course, this is going to vary case by case, so it's something to look at. And it's never a bad thing to get the costs so that you can compare. And I guess that's kind of my message for this whole thing. I can't say to you it's better to source in your own country or which country would be best for you to source your product from, although of course certain products are more easily available in different countries. But what I will say, the best thing you can do to help yourself make this decision is to get all of the information. So as I mentioned above, you can look at sourcing from China and the UK. If you're not sure about shipping, you can get a quote for shipping by air and a quick quote for shipping by sea. You can get a delivery duty paid quote and one where the customs fees is split out. You can I guess what I'm trying to say is you can get all the information that you can. Nobody's holding you to anything, so my best advice would be do your research, explore different options, get all the information, and then make the decision that's going to be ultimately best for you. But yeah, get all the information first. So don't be scared of sourcing overseas. As I say, I've done it. I do it a lot, and it's definitely possible. But just make sure you're vigilant and get all the information before you start. So if you have any further questions about shipping or anything else, please do get in touch. It's Vicky@tinychipmunk.com. This episode has been quite short and sweet. It's kind of a bonus episode I wanted to record for you, because I felt that in our last episode there wasn't really the time to go into detail about where to source. Quite often when people say to me, do I need to source my product in China, and this is just really to say no, that there are other countries you can source in other than China, including your own, but there are plenty of places around the world with fantastic suppliers who can help produce fantastic products. So don't be scared to have a look into it. As always, if you've enjoyed this episode, please do rate in Apple Podcasts. You just takes a couple of seconds, click a button, and give it a star rating. And if you have got an extra minute or two in your day, which I appreciate most of us don't, but if you have and you can got the time and the inclination to write me a little review, then that would be fantastic as well. So thank you so much, and looking forward to speaking to you soon. Hi, this is just a little note. So if you've enjoyed this episode, or indeed any of the episodes, and you would like to, buy me a coffee or something, you can actually now leave tips. So there's a link to how to do this in the show note. Of course, do not feel obliged to do this. This is a free podcast. This will always be a free podcast. But as I say, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do that via the link in the show notes.